This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
You can visit our website at freetalklive.com. If you want an easy way to get all of the different methods for listening to Free Talk Live right there in one place, check out listen.freetalklive.com. There you're going to find the live streams on the internet, the radio stations that we are affiliated with that we're heard on, the satellite, and how to get access to the webcam, and even the listen line. So you can call a phone number if you're on the road. You have no other way to get Free Talk Live. You can call a phone number and listen to the show that way. So it's all at listen.freetalklive.com. Okay, 855-450-FREE is the phone number here at Free Talk Live. That's 855-450-FREE. This is an open phone show, and you can bring up what you want to talk about. And you can also Skype us at LRN.FM. And, Brian, you had an article about Saudi Arabia banning Skype. Is that right?
This is from the RT, and it's Saudi Arabia threatens to ban Skype, WhatsApp, and WhatsApp's another messaging app. And
by the way, I just want to mention real quick that Brian actually has a technology podcast.
Yeah, we should mention that, right? Like, you know, the expert is talking about it.
Right. I have the show Sovereign Tech, of course, as I am Brian Sovereign, and it's S-O-V-R-Y-N, and you can go to sovereigntech.com, and you can find all the ways to connect with the show on SoundCloud, on Google+. I love Google+, or, you know, wherever, even on Facebook.
You do love Google+.
I do love Google+. That is very preferential. In fact, Google+ would solve the problem this article is going to talk about. But anyway, so they're just banning tons of messaging apps. The article, from RT, is the Saudi Arabian government has threatened to ban the use of instant messaging applications because of failure to control them. Saudi media.
Who's controlling them?
The Saudi Arabian government.
So they're not. They can't control them. So therefore, they're going to ban them.
Right.
That's going to go well.
Yeah.
Well, how can they ban them if they can't control them, though?
Well, they can't. Like, they. I guess they feel they don't have the infrastructure to watch everything that's going on. Like, they can't do what China does.
Right. So if they don't have the infrastructure to watch what's going on, how could they have the infrastructure to ban them? You know what I mean?
Well, they could ban in Saudi Arabia. They could ban like those websites from being able to go to those websites, like through their DNS and everything.
Oh, because they do.
China does the same thing, where in China you can't go to certain websites. Iraq now does the same thing, as to where Iraq just a few years ago had a very open internet. Now Saudi Arabia and Iraq are kind of doing the same thing. Saudi Arabia and Iran, you know, where they're just going to start blocking entire websites.
And liberty is antithetical to the state's goals, whether it's the United States goals, because you know, or you're talking about these states, because people will, you know, hold up the United States as this is the freest country in the world. Of course, that's not corroborated by any evidence that's out there. It's just what we've been told, and you know, you can see that the United States government, they're collecting information from people, texts, and all kinds of stuff. And why are they doing that? I mean, really, what is a government that purports to be free collecting all that information for?
Sure. I mean, another interesting story was one that was brought up on Peace News Now, which is run by Derek Jay, and that runs on LRN. And he talked about how in Australia, Twitter is just deleting tweets. If you make tweets that are like anti or that are political in nature.
And it's happened to so many people at this point that they can't ignore it anymore.
No, right. And Twitter's just saying, fine. Okay, we'll do that. So that's the thing, too, is that a lot of these companies will play ball.
Yeah, well, once they go public, really, there's no reason to be particularly, you know, stand up for anything. At that point, it's the shareholders that they're standing up for.
Yeah, you go IPO, and you're there, and you don't have to really do a whole lot of customer service, you know, I guess.
You had mentioned briefly, Brian, China, and the listeners may not be familiar, but we just saw an article that said that there's a Chinese version of Skype, basically, and it will essentially log people's chats. There was an American computer science student who, like, went into the code of the Chinese version of Skype, and he discovered how it does this, and it picks up on certain keywords, which are updated about once a week or something like that. And, you know, if you talk about, like, Tiananmen Square or something, or
I saw that coming.
Political dissidents, but some of them are weird, like Ferrari was one, a word that was blocked. And if
Ferrari?
And if it picks up any of these,
it stands for capitalism.
Maybe that's the only thing I can think of, because I couldn't see any other good reason to block chats about Ferraris. But if it picks up on one of these words, it will send your chat to a server at this partner of Microsoft that develops the Chinese Skype. And, you know, they're speculating that they're giving this to the Chinese government and so forth.
Yeah, it seems reasonable.
And Americans kind of bristle at this, right? But the thing is, there's some warehouse out in Utah, right, that's in the middle of... Where is it? Is it in the desert in Utah somewhere? Is it like Salt Lake City? I don't really know, but it's this giant warehouse that's meant to store data.
But basically, CIA is building a city,
yeah.
And they're just storing all kinds of data there, and it's not like they're hiding it.
Costing billions of dollars, right?
Yeah, they've got to, well, you know, terrorists could be sending texts and tweets and Facebook messages.
And somehow they think they're going to comb through all this stuff and find out what's relevant, which is the only thing that gives me hope that there's so much that goes out there every day on the internet that how could they possibly sort through
it? I don't think they could or can, but I think that they can.
They'll try.
Hold that information for in case, for whatever reason, they pick somebody up and then they have the information on them.
Yeah.
You know, if they have one person, they can look at their past information, whereas
right.
if they are trying to look at all the information from 300 million people, they can't.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
So I just mentioned that because this is going on in other places in the world, and I just, you know, I wanted to bring that up because Americans think, oh, it can't happen here, right? Like, we have free speech.
Whatever it is, it's probably already happened here.
Yeah, I mean, you have, in America, you have what they call Room 641A. That's the most popular one. And these were rooms built by the United States government in conjunction with, like, AT&T and other companies that they're like apartments in various apartment buildings. And they put in a bunch of surveillance equipment. You know, essentially spy stuff, you know, and just so that they can listen to, you know, they can track internet traffic, you know, they can listen to various things going on in cell phones. And, you know, it wasn't until 2007 that they finally admitted that, yeah, we have these rooms, there's thousands of them all over the place. I mean, so you have a warehouse to store it all, and they have all the, you know, the equipment to set it up to do it. The interesting thing that this article talks about, though, is that also in 2010, and I didn't know this, is that Saudi Arabia banned BlackBerry phones.
Really?
Because, yeah,
why would
because
they do that?
They just, because there was no way the government could track them, apparently. Or there was no way that, you know, the government could, like, control the communications. I mean, obviously they can be, you know, if you want to get into that conspiratorial niche of, like, people being tracked or whatever. Like, there's people who say, well, cell phones, you shouldn't call them phones, you should call them trackers, you know.
Well, I think that to some extent that's true. They'll use a cell phone to track somebody if there's a murder case or something. They'll go back and look at who was where and that kind of thing as best they can.
Bradley Jardis has been on the show on Free Talk Live a number of times.
Mm-hmm.
He's a former cop, and he said, yeah, they don't even get warrants or anything. They'll just use your cell phone. If it's in your car, and it's unless the battery is out of it, it can be used to track you,
right.
And they do use it to track you if they're interested in you for whatever reason.
It's scary stuff, but I think that, you know, as technology moves forward, there's going to be a conflict here. Americans are going to find out more and more because governments love information. They just love to collect information, and it's, you know, they generally don't do good things with it. So
how could it come out well? I mean.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I mean, if you're thinking along those lines, if Saudi Arabia is just blocking information, why don't they just collect it like America does? You know, and do they just not have enough of an infrastructure to do that?
Maybe they realize that they can't.
They just can't.
Yeah, they just can't let go. And by the way, this is the big ally of the United States. And this I find to be so disgusting when you look at a country, the freest country in the world,
yeah.
Says that it's okay that there's a monarch. That we'll be good friends with a country that has a monarch.
Yeah.
I mean, 200 years ago, they fought against a monarch, and now they're friends with a country that has a monarch.
And a pretty despotic country.
Yeah, that's, you know, banning things like Skype and that kind of thing. You know, just cracking down on freedom. It's disgusting.
Just a recommendation. I mean, Stephanie, if at some point, if you wanted to fly to Saudi Arabia, oh, wait, you can't, because if you're a woman and you go alone, you can't land in Saudi Arabia.
X chromosomes.
That's so, wow. Anyway, sorry. But
you've got too many of them.
Yeah, one too many.
Right, you're allowed to have them. You're just not allowed to have more than one.
You know, Mark, you raise a great point, because I want to know, why is the United States government so friendly with them? And I want to know the answer besides oil. Everybody just says oil, and I want to know, like, I want to have a conservative defense. I want to hear that conservative defense.
Do you have a conservative defense of why the United States is so friendly, or the government of the United States is so friendly with Saudi Arabia? 855-450-FREE. Give us a clue, because I think we're really in the dark here on Free Talk Live. More coming up.
After I turned 40, my body started changing. I didn't feel as attractive as I used to. I started experiencing hot flashes, but the weight gain... that was the worst, especially the belly fat.
I started taking Ambrin, and I finally lost the weight. It was so easy. I feel as beautiful today at 50 as I did when I was 30.
Thank goodness for Ambrin. It rebalances your hormones naturally, which relieves the symptoms of hormonal imbalance in menopause, like weight gain, hot flashes, fatigue, low libido, and more. Ambrin is the advanced all-natural formula, clinically shown to cause weight loss in women over 40, with no big change in lifestyle required.
Ambrin definitely made me feel energetic and sexy again.
For a limited time, you can try Ambrin risk-free and get a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-922-3170. 1-800-922-3170. That's 1-800-922-3170.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches in March. Buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP. And we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition with Stephanie
and Brian
and Mark.
And we'd love to have you visit our website at freetalklive.com. There you can find out about the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote Free Talk Live. And there's an easy way to help out the show. Do you guys hear music?
I hear music.
I don't.
Like hold music? Okay, never mind. Maybe I'm... Anyway.
I always keep the audio low in my headphones, and I'd like to recommend this for everybody. If you like loud music, just consider that you're not going to have your hearing for much longer. I keep it as low as I possibly can.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, I was hearing a serenade.
I don't hear anything now, but no, me neither. If you were hearing it too, we couldn't have been imagining it. So anyway, maybe it'll be on the archive, and we'll know that we're not going nuts. But AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and you can find out how you can help Free Talk Live for as little as $5 a month. You can make a monthly pledge to Free Talk Live, and it helps, get the message out about liberty. If you think Free Talk Live is a great way to get other people acquainted with the ideas of liberty, this is a really easy way you can support us, and you also get perks like access to the commercial-free podcast. I make the archives after Sunday night shows, and I always put together an AMP
thank you for that.
Only podcast. Oh, you're so welcome, Mark. Thank you for employing me. but I always make an AMP commercial-free podcast for the amplifiers. So if that sounds good to you, if you'd like to have access to a commercial-free podcast and a special forum on the bulletin board system, head over to amp.freetalklive.com. And thank you.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com is the place to go to get the name brands that you want at the lowest prices you're going to be able to find. Every time I've gone, I have only been able to find that ManVentureOutpost.com is the lowest price. Surely there's some website somewhere that might be selling something lower than ManVentureOutpost.com, but I think when they make the claim that they've got rock-bottom prices and that they'll get it to you quick, that those are really fair claims. And just go take a look if you are into knives or maybe you need some ammunition, scopes or binoculars, laser sights, any kind of optics. They have a lot of optics stuff there. And, of course, firearm accessories and that kind of thing, camping equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com. Go get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com.
By the way, we've been vindicated. I got a message from the board operator saying,
hey,
you're not going nuts. Our backup music slider got bumped when I was preparing it.
That's
so
funny.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to have the backup. This is in case, for whatever reason, the conversation's so good in the studio and during the break that we don't get back in time. The board op has to have something to go to be able to play. You can't just have dead air.
Right.
So they'll slide that slider on up, and they've got some more music playing. So
that makes total sense.
So we're not nuts.
No, we're not.
Well,
we may be nuts, but we're not auditory hallucinating.
One time the story quick is my computer was actually talking to me. I had Dragon naturally speaking on there, and it was actually talking to me, and it kept saying Brian, and all this stuff, and I'm like half waking up in the middle of the night. But I knew I wasn't crazy. Because in my own head, I don't call myself Brian.
What do you call yourself?
Wouldn't everybody like to know?
Confusing. Does anyone address themselves in their brain?
All right. 855-450-FREE is our phone number here on Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition. 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. And you can also call us on Skype. LRN.FM.
Not if you're in Saudi Arabia.
No,
yeah, you're not using
right. And if you're in China and you IM us about a Ferrari, then you're going to get picked up by the government goons, it sounds like.
I just wonder, how far is it? And if you tweet in Australia and you say something, tweet something to us right. from Australia that's anti the government, it might just get deleted by Twitter. So please go ahead and tweet us. I believe we are.
But nobody can stop you from sending us bitcoins. Right.
We're just at Free Talk Live on Twitter, so go ahead and tweet away at us. But it's just really, really weird.
Really weird.
When is the United States? When are they going to do this?
Yeah, Saudi Arabia. The article, went on, but it talked about the Saudi Arabia is also, doing what Australia is doing with the Twitter, with the tweets. They're getting rid of them if it's something that's antithetical.
Right. Now, I remember, maybe a year ago, there was an incident where a woman was in the mall in Saudi Arabia and she had nail polish on. And the morality police, which apparently are, Okay, now I can't remember. I'm sorry, this is a little embarrassing. I can't remember if it was in the Saudi Arabia or the UAE, but I think it was Saudi Arabia. And this woman had nail polish on, and these morality police came up to her in the mall and said, "What are you doing with nail polish on? You know, you're acting like a slut or something." Mm-hmm. And she cop blocked them. She held up her phone and she said, "You're going live to Twitter right now." She took a video of them, put it up on the internet.
Yeah, wow. As Saudi Arabia.
Okay.
Yep, you can see that a woman stands up to morality police over nail polish.
Yep. So that did happen in Saudi Arabia, and so she wouldn't have had, maybe would not have had the ability to do that if there was censorship on Twitter or maybe some of these other social media.
Imagine the brazenness to go up and tell somebody what you think about them wearing nail polish.
Oh, yeah.
You know, what I think about you, this is disgusting. You're a Jezebel or whatever. I mean, just at the brazenness. You know, I think you are. I think you're rude.
Yeah. And then, she put them on the internet. I mean, I think that's a very appropriate
solution. It is to, you know, to have the technology, you know, to just hold people accountable, you know, for the, you know, the nonsense that they're doing.
And you can, you don't have to just record with the phone and then put it up on the internet later. There's programs, I believe it's Bambuser is one, and I know that I use Quick or Kick. I'm not sure. It's Q-I-K. com. I'm not sure of the pronunciation. I would say Quick is likely the one that they use, but I'm not for certain what they call it. But Q-I-K, and you can just stream directly from your phone to the internet so that nobody can. For instance, if these morality police beat her up and took her phone away from her, well, the video goes with her.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so if you're streaming, they can't do anything about it.
She had some help, too. The video went viral after the fact, but she also had some help from, like, sort of human rights interested people.
Good.
Who translated it into English, and then it really went more viral. Mm-hmm. So, but, you know, Brian, we were also talking in the last segment about people being tracked through their cell phones. And there's actually some news that came out about this, right?
Yeah, this is from the RT as well. White House to argue for GPS tracking without a warrant.
Now, I thought they could already do this. I thought that local police departments or whoever could already track people if they were suspects or persons of interest or whatever through their cell phones.
Yeah, I mean, I thought the Patriot Act pretty much gave everybody carte blanche anyway.
Right. What's
you
the
know,
point
I,
of this?
I guess not. And the article says lawyers for the Obama administration will argue next week that U.S. authorities are not required to obtain a search warrant before attaching a GPS device to an individual's car in order to keep tabs on them.
Well, I'd like to find out more about this, and I'm sure you would too. If you'd like to tell us how you've been tracked through your cell phone or if your Skype has been banned, you can call us at 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live or Skype LRN.FM. There's more coming up. Stay tuned here on Free Talk Live.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. This is the live Sunday night edition, and it's me, Stephanie, here with you.
And Brian.
And Mark.
FreeTalkLive.com is our website. Well, you may not be aware about this because, I don't know, maybe it's been a little quiet in recent days, but we've got an area of the FreeTalk Live website called the Shrine of Female Listeners, and you can see it at shrine.freetalklive.com. It's where women who listen to the show have sent in their pictures, and you can look at them, see what they look like, and you know, there's all different kinds of people there. If you'd like to be included in the Shrine of Female Listeners, you can send your photo in to... Is it just that they submit it on the website?
The best thing to do is go to shrine.freetalklive.com. The instructions are there on how to do it. It's not very complicated. I think it's just email it to Ian, I think is what the rule is. There used to be a way to put it on the website, but no one was doing that. So
okay.
And I think one of the great things is we're offering a little gift basket of candles from Savory Scents, who is the sponsor over there of the Shrine of Female Listeners.
You gave me one of those candles, and I loved it. I've already burned the whole candle.
It's great.
It smelled so good.
It is good.
It's cotton candy, and it had glitter in it. Oh, it was so cool.
The coconut one here that we have in the studio has gotten burned a couple of times, but you can take it if you really enjoy it, because it has a great scent throw.
Cool.
It's just
I want to feel like I'm on the beach getting a massage with suntan and lotion and... right here in New Hampshire.
I think that it's the sort of the maleness of the studio that just doesn't get that candle burned as often as it should. It has a great scent throw. It's just, I've never considered coming in here and lighting candles. So anyway.
All right. Well, 855-450-FREE is our number here on Free Talk Live. Call us, bring up anything that's on your mind tonight. And you can also get in touch with us on Skype. LRN.FM is our Skype handle.
You know, you can. We were just talking about candles, and sometimes people put candles on when they're in the mood. Save $5 on Viagra. You could save up to 75% off of Viagra and Cialis pills and 32-count generic packages. Compare that to $25, sort of a prescription in the U.S. Save on Meds will go ahead and send you all kinds of prescription medications. If you've got a prescription, you can save up to 75% off on heart or cholesterol or cancer drugs, whatever it is that you need. They're from inspected factories and independent third-party testing of generics for purity and strength. You can get $5 Viagra and Cialis pills with confidence. From
is that $5 a pill? Or
I believe that's what it is, yeah.
Okay. And normally they're $25 a pill?
As I understand it.
Wow.
I don't know. Yeah. I believe them when they say it. The guy who runs Save On Meds is, I've known for 30 years. You can do the math. I'm 42 years old. I've known this guy for a very long time. He's a good friend of mine and runs a very upstanding business. So if you, for whatever reason, you need to get prescription medications, you can save a lot of money. Just call for a free quote. I mean, maybe they have the one, maybe they can import the one that you have. Maybe they can't. At 888-6969-363. The number is 888-6969-363.
All right. So, Brian, we were going to talk a little bit more about GPS tracking of people without warrants in the U.S. Now, I guess just to clarify a little bit, a little earlier when you brought up this article, I thought they were referring to GPS tracking through people's cell phones, but that is not the case, right?
No, it's actually for police and whichever other, justice departments to put GPS trackers on your car and without a warrant, without the need of a judge.
So they just stick it on your car, boop, and then they can track wherever your car goes, right?
Right. And it says this case is the government's primary hope that it does not need a judge's approval to attach a GPS device to a car. In January 2012, the Supreme Court overruled an Obama administration assertion that police should be permitted to affix a GPS device to a personal vehicle without a search warrant. Questions were left, however, when the court declined to answer whether that type of search was unreasonable and when justices could not reach a consensus on how police would need to monitor a suspect before requesting a warrant.
Now, I just pulled up this article, and it's from 2010, and I remembered this because there was a student. He was at some school in California, and he was some kind of Arab descent, basically, and he was being tracked by the FBI. They stuck a GPS tracking device onto his car without his knowledge, and they were tracking him around for a while. And the reason for this was totally spurious. They really had no evidence against him except that he was an Arab, right? His last name sounds Middle Eastern. And they had no reason to suspect he was really doing anything. But not only did they track him without a warrant, but then they demanded their tracking device back.
Right. He finds the tracking device.
Yeah.
He yanks it off the car. And then they want, they realize, well, this isn't working. Hey, you can't take our tracking device.
Yeah.
Give us our tracking. This thing's expensive.
Yasser Afifi, that was his name. And he was 20 years old at the time. They claimed that they could do this, because of the Patriot Act.
Well, they can, because they do. And that's the thing. And if you've got to, basically you've got to get one of these big lawyer and organizations like the ACLU or...
And they did get involved with
the Institute of Justice or something like that in order to protect you. Because the average person can't take the government on. They can't hire the attorneys. They can't afford them. Right. And they don't have the time and the energy. This is just how government grows. And, with the courts, you're going to say, well, you can't do that, but you can do half of that. And that's, it's just over and over and over again. They get rulings where they can do half as much as what they did. So they're incentivized to continue doing what they've done in order to be able to do half as much as what they've done. Because in the future, they'll be able to do more.
And it takes years, too, for it to go through this so-called justice system.
Oh, yeah. Just try getting the paperwork, let alone, actually getting in court to talk about this stuff. I mean, it's a mess.
Right. But they might send you a national security letter, so you have a gag order built into that. You can't talk about it.
Exactly. And, I mean, the article does talk about, successful cases where these GPS, devices being put on cars by police has actually helped. But I still find it to be really, really, there's a case in Philadelphia where a couple of brothers were, they were in a string of late-night pharmacy burglaries in 2010, and they tracked the car for 48 hours, this big Dodge Caravan, and they, eventually they found out, they were involved in the, in the burglaries. But this is just so weird that they... I mean, is it your property, or is the car your property, or isn't it? And how can someone just slap something on there?
Share a car with somebody else too?
Right, but I mean, even with a warrant, that's odd. I mean, now I know the FBI's done phone tappings and all this stuff for the past 60 years, but I don't know, something about this, it is really, I mean, I don't mind myself. I'm not one for caring much for privacy. Everything I do, every communication, everywhere I go, in today's world, I think one can safely assume they're being watched or there being
an individual transmission is liable to be intercepted or whatever by anybody.
Sure, everything, everywhere, you know, whatever. But this is just, even this to me. So my point being is that I don't, and I don't mind that. You know, I don't mind that Google knows everything about me. But this is just too, I think this is too far. I mean, to put it, for you know, my public servants to be putting a GPS device on my car.
Yeah, I think it's interesting, though. Generally, when you drive in a car, you're out in public, but this is, people don't get the full route. I mean, if they wanted to, they could follow you around, I suppose, but then you'd know necessarily if somebody's... So, I mean, you're sort of driving out in public. I'm just trying to come up with the justification here, and... I guess it's being done in public. I suppose if they had cameras in the sky, they could be able to track one vehicle or something.
Well, if they can already track you through a cell phone, then what's the, you know, why even get a warrant for this?
That's
for tracking your car, right?
Yeah.
If they have your phone and your car. And how are they going to get the thing on your car, too? That's the other thing. If you don't park in a private garage, like if you park your car in your own garage, are they going to break into your property to try to put this device on your car?
Well, at some point or another, you're going to have to park your car someplace that's not private and, you know, just slap it up underneath there.
Yeah, I guess.
I guess what I want to know is it legal for me to slap a tracking device on the underside of a police car?
Nope.
Because that's what I need to know.
No, you can't do that.
Why not?
Because they can do whatever they want, and you can't do anything.
See, you know, this is when they get new powers. That's what really is the problem.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
You know, what I want to know is, what are the police doing? That's what, you know, we should have a website where we see, you know, these cameras they have in police cars. Why aren't those linked directly to the Internet? Why can't I see what my servants are doing all the time?
Right.
Why can't Ian even get the name of the person he calls on the phone? Right. He heard that video yesterday.
Indeed.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call us at 855-450-FREE if you're being tracked or if you want to bring up something else. More coming up.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over 118 grand. Omaha, it's over 71,000 bucks. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tatler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69. $29.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the Live Sunday Night Edition, and we are on the last segment of tonight's program. But never fear, Free Talk Live is live 7 nights a week from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And if you miss, also additionally, if you miss any part of tonight's program and if you want to catch up on it, hear the whole thing in context, you can always visit our website, freetalklive.com, and get access to the archive of all the old shows for free. And the last 7 days of the show archives are posted right up at the top of the page on freetalklive.com. And it's Stephanie with you.
And Brian.
And Mark.
You can call us at 855-450-FREE tonight, 855-450-FREE. We might be able to get your calls in if you make them, or lrn.fm on Skype.
You probably considered getting some storable food for an emergency situation. I mean, emergency situations can take all kinds of different forms. You never know whether it's going to be unemployment or a blackout, you know, some other kind of weather emergency, a financial collapse of some sort. It's difficult to be able to predict the future, although you know if some emergency is going to occur, you don't know what that form that emergency is going to take, and you may need some storable food for your family. Go to food.freetalklive.com, and you will find a Legacy Premium brand. The Legacy Premium brand is unique in the area of stored food because it's the only one that's 100% GMO free, 100% MSG free, 100% artificial flavor free, 100% preservative free, and it's also unique in that it's about half of what on average stored food sold at. I mean, it's $1.50 a meal. You could just eat the Legacy Premium brand and do reasonably well in life.
Then you won't have stored food once you eat through
it. But you could buy ahead. Just go to food.freetalklive.com and go get the make a sampler pack there. I think there's like 183 meals in it.
Wow.
That'll take you for a while. And
you can save the worst ones for the zombie apocalypse when you get really hungry and eat the good ones.
Right. I mean, at that point, you'd probably just be happy to get the food. Another thing that's unique about the Legacy Premium brand is the way that they package their stored food. You want it in a Mylar package that has, just a few servings in it. That way you're not throwing food away. You don't want some big can that's got 50 servings in it. You want a small package that has maybe four. And you want an oxygen absorber in that package. So they have a Mylar flush pouch, a nitrogen flushed Mylar pouch that's sealed all the way around with an oxygen absorber. And so you know this thing's going to last the 25 years they claim it's going to last. Seen a lot of these stored food companies, they just make the claim and they don't back it up. They've got vegetarian.
Well, it's going to take 25 years to find out.
Right. Your money back.
But it's evidence, right? They've got it sealed up very nicely and it's. They've taken steps to make sure it's fresh.
Vegetarian and gluten-free options. They're the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com. Check out the comparison chart there. It convinced me and the great specials that we've got. And use coupon code FTL when you check out at food.freetalklive.com.
All right. Thanks, Mark. Let's go to the phones. Richard is on the line listening in Omaha. Hi, Richard.
time. I just caught in on, say, within the last 5 minutes, about you talking about the, how you call it, them,
the GPS?
Government, yeah. And,
tracking devices.
And then, yeah, and then you also mentioned something, too, if you didn't mention it earlier, it was around the year 2000 or something, they said by then, even a cell phone, a person's personal cell phone, has one of those little things in them.
I think there were two different things. So one was a student of Arab descent in 2010, just a couple of years ago, who got tracked while he was at college by the FBI. They just stuck a tracking device on his car, and then he found the tracking device, took it off, and then was posting pictures of it online, and then the FBI demanded that he return it to them. And then the other thing was that I've heard a former police officer say that police regularly track people, individuals, through their cell phones, which have, you know, GPS devices within the cell phones.
Yeah, it's autumn. It's, I just wanted to let you know that this is what I've learned, and they've confirmed it before. I lost track of Genesis. That ever since the year 2000, it's like standard operating thing. Every cell phone that you buy has one of those little tracking devices on them.
Sure, you know. In fact, something that I wondered about, Richard, when I read this article about like that they're putting tracking GPS devices on cars, is I was told by a lot of conspiracy theorists that they were already tracking the computers in cars since 1996. So I was like, why do they need to put GPS devices on if they're supposedly already tracking?
Well, another thing that people bring up is RFID chips, which are in people's clothing and in all kinds of things. And so,
if you want to know about the clothing, but you know, like those Gillette, say for men, and those
right, they put the RFID chips in Gillette razors.
In razors,
in the package, the package of the razor.
Yeah, and they put it like in the buttons of clothes. That's what he's talking about.
Yeah, so I mean, supposedly those are for inventory, right? Like you can scan a whole pallet of those.
Oh, they're very efficient. Yeah,
but there are some people who are concerned that those could be used to track individuals as well.
Right, and that's why. Go ahead.
But I mean, if they could track people with the RFID chips, why would they need to use these GPS things on cars or cell phones? Right.
Sure.
That's the whole thing, and it's just where in my own opinion. Government's gone. They ignore like your first 10 amendments to the Bill of Rights to get a hold of what they want to do and ignore those first 10 amendments.
Yeah.
Out of everything.
Richard, thank you for calling in tonight. I appreciate your thoughts. And 855-450-FREE, we might be able to squeeze you in right before the end of the show tonight.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. You know, I mean, I think you're bringing up a really relevant point here, Stephanie, is. Well, if they can, I hear they can track you through cell phones, and I've certainly seen evidence that they do that. But, you know, why are they even trying to put GPS trackers on cars if they can track people through their cell phones? I suppose they could have
Through their clothing, right? If they have RFID chips.
Well, the RFID chips on clothing, I think you have to be relatively close.
Vaccines, so maybe they're even in your skin. And
I don't think that that's possible, is it?
I'm skeptical.
Okay. So the clothing stuff, the RFID chips have to be within like 10 or 15 feet or something.
Oh, and so it's for short range.
Yeah.
So,
and the reason like that they put it on the Gillette packaging and not on the razor itself is because, again, it was designed for store inventory, not designed to track you at home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, and even if it was in the razor itself, I only pick that thing up once a day.
Right.
So, you know.
I carry my razor around in my back pocket everywhere I go.
I'm going to check next time you get up and walk
that's
around,
why
see if there's
so
a razor
hairless.
Back there.
I was going to say, that's what I do. That's my cold.
Hairless.
Yeah. So, Brian, why was it that you mentioned that the RFID chip was in the eye in the Gillette packaging?
Oh, no specific reason. I know what you're thinking.
Just want to see what the guy would say.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that, like, yeah, they did do that. That's what that's what Richard was referencing, and there was like people even know exactly where they put it on there. That's the only reason I said it.
So it's got to have some thickness to it, right? I mean, so you would know it was in the packaging.
Not really. I mean, these RFID, I mean, RFID chips get put into, you know, driver's licenses now, which I think is great because actually I can, like a New York license, you can use that to go anywhere in the North America. You don't need a passport because of this RFID. And I think that's, you know.
But isn't that the Amaro and the International Superhighway?
Oh, sure.
It's global, elite, globalist.
But I mean, for me to say great isn't the best word. It's convenient.
It wouldn't matter whether or not.
Yeah, I mean, to be worried about, like, the North American Union or something, you know, coming in. I mean, come on.
What are you going to do about it?
I haven't heard much about the North American Union for a while, honestly. Now, I mean, there was a big
You can believe there's some new news out of it that somebody's going to point to.
Well, but wasn't there, like, there was something where George W. Bush was supposed to build a highway that would go from Mexico to the U.S. to Canada or something like that? But as far as I know, did that ever happen?
I've heard that it was part of this Keystone Pipeline thing, at least for a period of time. I don't know. But it was supposed to be this big swath of land that included all kinds of, like, rail and, you know, communication lines and roads and that kind of thing. I haven't heard that much about it. It sounds like a pretty good idea. You know, it's nice to be able to get a nice straight shot up from Texas into Canada, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But if they're
using... It's not like they don't... I mean, the interstate highways are so... heavily, you know, guarded and patrolled. If you drive anywhere in Arizona or in Texas, you know, you're going to get checkpoints, right?
Indeed.
Immigration checkpoints. So, I mean, what's the difference if they build a superhighway or whatever from Mexico to the U.S.?
Indeed.
They'll probably be guarding that pretty closely, too.
Yeah. But, you know, I am really shocked, like, with this article. You know, cars were supposed to already be able to be tracked. I mean, that's what I've been told by so many, you know, people.
OnStar has
Yeah, they're like, oh, they can already track you.
Tracking.
So then what's the deal with this? Why is this even having a hard time getting passed?
I don't know. I'm sure they'd love
government.
To have multiple ways to track you, as many as they can at their disposal. We are out of time for tonight. It's Free Talk Live. You can visit our website at freetalklive.com. It's been Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And freetalklive.com.
Save now. $5 a pill for Viagra or Cialis in 32-count generic packages. Compare $5 a pill to up to $25 in the U.S. Savon Meds pharmacies have been importing safe, reliable medicine to U.S. customers for 9 years. Get generic Viagra and Cialis for $5 a pill with confidence. Call for a free quote and info. It's Savon Meds. 888-6969-363. 888-6969-363.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.